Can we go on? Hallelujah. And since we are his what? True children, I want you to get it now, what it means to be one with the Lord. We, what? Qualify to do what? Share. And I know he didn't say all. He just said some of his treasure. Did the scripture say, and how much? All of his treasures. For indeed we are who? Heirs of God. Himself. We are what? Heirs of God himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we are Christ's body. We also inherit what? All that he is. I'm taking my time because I don't want you to miss this. We inherit how much? All that he is. Well, what is he? How much is he? What does it include? What he has and we inherit? Well, how much does he have? He just said we have access to all of his treasure. What about life? Do we have access to all of his life? What about his holiness? What about his love? What about his favor? What about his grace? What about favor? What about faith? What about protection? What about wealth? Is he broke? Is he poor? Why should we act that way? We learn how to access it. I said we learn how to access it. And God had given you clear instruction, and you and me, us together, clear instruction how to access all of his kingdom. He said it like this in 2 Peter 1:3, as God had given us everything that pertained to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, through the knowledge of Jesus. Everything that we need, God had given us. If it pertained to life, God had given it to us. So, we also inherit all that he is and all that he has. Wow. Whoa, did y'all hear that? All that he is, how much is God? Can we measure God? Can we count? Do we have a calculator or some kind of gadget to calculate all that God has? So why is the saints are scared? Why is it that so many saints walking around with a long faith? Why is it that you're walking around like you don't have anything? Whether you know it or not, you're rich. You're very wealthy. The church is not broke. Maybe people in their living broke, but the church is not broke. It's about time that we go access what's ours. We live wrongly. We live like stepchildren. We live like orphans. We live like somebody that was separated from God. And we allow the world to act like they are privileged. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me finish this verse. Woo, Jesus. And then I have to go. Hallelujah. As we inherit, it says, we also inherit all that he is, all that he has. We will what? Experience being what? Glorified with his provided that we accept him. It just disappeared, didn't it? Let me pull it up. Hallelujah. I got another one I got to read you. Let me get to it. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What was I in? Romans 8. Yeah, here we go. Romans 8:17, right? They put it up when I get it up. That's good timing. And since we are his true children, we qualify to share in all his treasure. For indeed, we are heirs of God himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that he is and all that he has. We will experience being co-glorified with him, provided if we accept what? Suffering as our own. That's what I want to get to. And immediately, most people's mind go to sickness and disease and all of that stuff. But I want to ask you a question, and you be honest with me. How many times that the scripture record that Jesus said, and anybody else wrote, during Jesus' time, he was sick, and he suffered disease, he had cancer, he had high blood pressure, he had these kind of diseases. How many times you read in it? So how if he didn't suffer with that, how are we going to enter into that suffering with him? Y'all ain't talking to me too good. How, if he never suffered anything like that, how are we going to enter into the suffering with him with that and he never had it? So we have to qualify and identify the kind of suffering you're talking about. If you live godly, if you live as a believer and you speak the word and you confess the word and stand on the word, people are going to persecute you. They had it bad about them old tongue talkers. They still want to do it. Huh? Them old holy rollers. Because some of they did was foolish, but we ain't talking about that. I'm talking about living godly. That when you live godly, you will suffer persecution. Did those Pharisees and religious leaders mess with Jesus when he was on the earth? How often did they try to stop him? Every time he came to the synagogue, you find them trying to find a way to stop him. He suffered persecution. They called him even the devil, Beelzebub, called him all kinds of names, tried to find out ways to kill him. Persecution. This is kind of suffering. If you stand up for God, and if people, and you stand up and say, I believe that the word of God. Now watch this now. I believe the word of God and the blood of Jesus is sufficient to take care of coronavirus. People look at you like a fool. I believe it took care of 2,000 years ago. That's why I'm not moved by it. Just like all the other diseases. I said, just like all the other diseases. And we have to do our part and resist it. And the rest of it, we have to do our part. Don't say you won't get attacked, because we see people get attacked all the time. Just because you got attacked don't mean that you fail. It means you rise up and attack back.